Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. I tried all that I could. Seemed like nothing did me any good. Then I heard Jesus, he was passing by. Then I decided to give him a try. And oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. We bring you greetings from World of Faith Outreach Ministry, where, amen, the apostle is Pastor Kevin Boss, and I'm, which is Kimberly Boss, and the pastor. Amen. Located 5370 Stokes Ferry Road, Salisbury, North Carolina. We bring greetings to you and yours, and praying that God will bless your day. Amen. We're going to be coming from a familiar passage this morning. Amen, from the word of God, and a lot of people know this passage. Amen, it's not a stranger to you. Amen, a lot of people have heard it, people that have not, that do go to church, and people that don't go to church. Amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're going to be coming from St. Luke, the 8th chapter, the 43rd verse. St. Luke, a chapter, the 43rd verse. And it reads, "Now a woman having a flow of blood," which in the yours might read a little bit different, I mean an issue of blood, "for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physical physicians and could not be healed by any." Now she spent all of her money with being going to different type doctors, and she was sick, and, you know, nobody could find what was going on with her blood. She had an issue in her blood. Amen. Now, your issue, amen, might not be like her issue. You know, now, you know, you might have an issue. It might be cancer. Your issue might be a disease. Your issue might be an infection. But whatever the issue is, amen, this woman had an issue with her blood. And it's probably made this woman ill, amen. Glory be to God. Now, the 44th verse says, "She came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped." Whatever was making this blood, whatever was making her bleed, when she touched the hem of his garment, which they're talking about Jesus, it said it would immediately stop it. And then Jesus, 45th verse, said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, who touched me?" They were saying, "Well, God, there's a lot of people that touched you. You know, we don't know who touched you because a lot of people that touched you. And you asking us?" But then look at the 46th verse. But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceive power going out from me." See, virtue was coming from God. That means the power of God was coming out of him. Amen. And that power of God, it healed the woman with the issue of blood. Look at the 47th verse. It says, now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, falling down before him, and she declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him, how she was healed immediately. 48th verse. And he said to her, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace. And let me see. And this is what God, he gave me this morning. He said, some of us got some issues, amen. And, you know, it might not be in your blood, amen. It might be something in your life. It might be in your marriage. It might be in your finances. It might be with drugs. It might be with alcohol. But whatever it is, amen, this woman, she pressed her way through the crowd. Because why? She wanted to be healed, amen. And anytime that you want something from God, you begin to seek him. And God said, if you seek me, he said, you'll find me. And if you seek him early, you'll find him early. That means at the beginning of what your situation is, you need to seek God first. Don't seek him last. That's what a lot of people do. He said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And God, he wants to perfect everything that's concerning you. He don't care what it is, amen. God loves you, for you are fearfully and wonderfully made after his own image and his own likeness. Don't you know, amen, that God, he loved us? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God wants you to have a life everlasting. He wants you to have a life abundantly, amen. He said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The devil is the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's the one seeking to devour you. He's the one that wants to kill you. He's the one that wants to destroy you where there be nothing left in you, amen. But God said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and you can take up deadly poison, and it won't even harm you. So you have that power, dunamis. That means power. God will give you that dunamis power, amen. Glory be to God. Remember when God went down and he took the keys, amen, from what? Hell. And let me tell you, he went down to Hades. He went to the lower parts of the earth. Remember, God, he went down before he went up. That means he descended before he ascended. And he said, all power was given unto me in heaven and in earth. And he told you that you could bind those things, amen, on earth, and he'll bound them in heaven. And you can loose things on earth, and he'll loose it in heaven. See, we don't use our power, amen. But the key to that is, you have to live right in order for the power to be activated, for it to be in effect. Because if it's, you're not living right, it's not in effect. It don't have no power to it. That means you just know your word. See, a lot of people know the word, but they don't have no power. And the reason why they don't have no power, because they're not living right. Amen. Remember, living right is what activates the power of God. Amen. And that means God, he'll do what he said he's going to do, because he said his ears was open to the cries of the righteous. David said, I was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the hands of the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God going to take care of his own, amen. He said, even in the time of famine, that means when people say it ain't going to be no food, it ain't going to be this, it ain't going to be that, God going to take care of his. He said, if he can feed the ravens, amen. Remember, God used, amen, those ravens, which are birds. He feed the fowls of the air, amen. They don't sow and they don't reap, amen. But look at us, amen, after his own image and his own likeness. Glory be to God. God can clothe the grass, amen. Hallelujah. He can put leaves on the tree, amen. He can put fruits on the tree, amen. Then how much better are we than they? Because we are after him, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And see, a lot of people, they don't understand God. They don't trust God. But you got to have a relationship with God to understand him. Remember, he said, your ways ain't my ways. Your thoughts is not my thoughts. He said, I can do above and abundantly anything that you even ask or think. Let me tell you something. God said, you know, he got stuff laid up for his children. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered to the heart of man the things he got for us. Amen. Glory be to God. But sometimes we have issues, amen, in our bodies. We have issues with other people, amen. But this woman had an issue in her blood. She had something going on in her blood where she would not stop bleeding, amen. But she had this man called Jesus was coming. And so she made her way, amen. Remember, the Bible says she pressed her way through the crowd. That means she had to go through a lot to get to Jesus. Some people probably was pushing her and knocking her down. Some people probably was stepping on her. Some people probably was cussing her out. Some people probably was hitting on her, amen. Some people was probably talking about her, amen, and pushing her back, but she still made her way to Jesus, amen. She said, I can just touch the hem of his garment. I know I can be made whole. Sometimes, if you can just get to Jesus, amen, everything going to be all right. You done went to every doctor that you could go to. You done went to all your friends, amen. You done went to people that you trusted. But did you go to Jesus? Hallelujah. Jesus, amen. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. Amen. Glory be to God. You got to try Jesus. When everything else then failed, amen, you got to go to the Lord. Amen. We're supposed to take everything to God in prayer. Amen. Because the Bible says that prayer changes things. The Bible said the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That means it has an effect with God. It moves God, amen. Because God, remember, he said his ears were open to the cries of the righteous. Remember, his arms, amen, is not too short, amen, that he can't save. His ears is not too heavy that he can't hear you, amen. Glory be to God. He said, you call on him. He said, thou shalt be saved, amen. If you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and that he died for your sins, amen, and that you're forgiven for your sins, amen. He'll come into your heart. He'll come into your life, amen. He said, now I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, now be with you even to the end of the world. Yes, we have a God, amen. Glory be to God. He said, I'm a God that cannot lie. Neither my man that I should repent. Even God said, he said through his word through Jeremiah, he said he's watching over his word to perform it, that it won't return it to him void, that it's already prospering in the thing that he sent it out to do. See, God has sent his word to you this morning. And whatever you need God to prosper in your life, it might be healing, it might be finances, you might need to be delivered from drugs. You might need to be delivered from lying or gambling. But whatever it is, amen, glory be to God. Whatever the issue is, amen, all you got to do is ask God, amen, just to come in, amen, hallelujah, and then just touch him in the name of Jesus. Touch him, amen, through the heart, amen. See, God look at the heart, amen. Man look on the outside, amen, but God said, I look at the heart, amen. See, man, you know, he's not, you know, God don't look at man like some people look at man. He said, I don't count slackness as man counts slackness. Amen. See, we have a God that's long-suffered. Amen. We have a God that will forgive us. Amen. We have a God that will love us. Amen. We have a God, amen, that can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. God is good. And God is good all the time. Amen. It don't matter what you're going through. It don't matter how you feel. Amen. But God is still there. Amen. Sometimes we feel like God don't care. Sometimes we feel like, God, are you listening? Sometimes we wonder why we go through things. But let me tell you something. Sometimes we go through things that God might be glorified in us. Amen. See, God want to show himself through people. Amen. Sometimes he allows the enemy to come, amen, so he can be glorified. Remember, amen, when the man was born and he couldn't walk, amen, he was crippled or he was blind. And God said he was blind from birth. His parents didn't sin, but God wanted to show himself, amen. Sometimes God will allow things so he can show his power, so he can show what he can do, amen. Hallelujah. And if God don't do it, like that he can't do it, then God got something else, amen, in store for us. But I know what God can do. It ain't no secret what God can do. And if God, amen, he said, if I be for you, who can be against you? Amen. Remember, God said, I'm a jealous God. Don't put no other God before me. Sometimes we put things before God. Amen. And God be wanting to get your attention. Sometimes things happen. You know, the devil can't do no more than God allow him to do. But sometimes God be trying to get our attention, amen. It's something that he wants from us, amen. Or something that he wants us to do, amen. Glory be to God. But all you got to do, amen, is go to him in prayer, amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said the prayers of the righteous avail much. Amen. Glory be to God. And then prayer changes things. You want some changes, then begin to pray to God. Pray from your heart. He said, he that come unto me in must no wise. Amen. Glory be to God. You got to forgive, amen. And you got to believe that God is. That means you got to believe that whatever you asking God to do, he's going to do it, amen. And you got to believe, amen, that he's the only wise God that can keep you faultless in the present day of his coming. You got to believe that God is a healer. If you want to be healed, if you want to be saved, you got to believe that God can save you from your sins. If you want to be delivered from drugs and alcohol, you got to believe that God can deliver you from the drugs and the alcohol. See, that means you got to believe whatever you ask him to do. Amen. Glory be to God. You got to believe it. Amen. It's your faith that's going to make you whole. Amen. Glory be to God. Remember the Bible said, now faith, the evidence of things hoped for, but not seen. See, God don't want you, amen, to stand to his promises. Amen. Because all God's promises is yea and amen. Glory be to God. That means, amen, whatever God said, that's what it's going to be. The word of God is already settled in heaven. It cannot be changed, amen. Glory be to God. The word of God is already decreed, amen, hallelujah. And remember, when a king says something, he can't change it, amen. Glory be to God. But God wants your heart today, amen. He said, today you hear my voice. Harden not your heart, nor stiffen your neck, as in the day of provocation, which your fathers did. Amen. You remember when he brought them out of Egypt, amen. The children of Israel, they weren't thankful for God. They began to turn their back on God. They began to worship a golden calf, amen. They began to murmur and they began to complain. And they said, well, God, why you bring us out here, amen, for us to die, amen. We don't have no food. Amen. And let me tell you something. God give them manna from heaven. Amen. Glory be to God. See, God gonna watch over his own people. Amen. Glory be to God. All they had to do is believe. Amen. Because God said he's going to give them a land of milk and honey. See, God want to give you a land of milk and honey. He want to give you the riches. Amen. Glory be to God. That you can be a lender and not a borrower. That you can be the head and not the tail. That you can be above and not beneath. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. Let me tell you something. He said, a merry heart, doing good like a medicine. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You want to be strengthened. You need to ask God to give you some joy. That unspeakable joy. Joy like a river. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. See, joy, amen. Glory be to God. It will, amen. It'll make you smile, amen. Joy, amen, when you're going through storm and the winds and the rains, you can still have love. You can still have joy. That means you ain't worried about it because you know that God's got it. Whatever you need, God's got it. Whatever you want, God's got it. Amen. Hallelujah. All we got to do is believe it, amen, and receive it. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. God, amen, he's a God that sits high, but he looks low. Amen. And God don't have respect for person, amen, of who he wants to bless. Amen. Glory be to God. All he's looking for somebody, amen, that's hungry and thirsting after righteousness. He said, and you will be filled, amen. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. God, amen, he is the one, amen, that keeps on giving when we stop giving. God is the one that keeps on loving when we stop loving. God is the one that keeps on doing when we stop doing. Amen. Let me tell you something. He said, I've loved you with an everlasting love. He He said, and with love and kindness have I drawn thee. Let me tell you something. The love of God and the goodness of God will bring you into repentance, amen. That means God is being so good to you, amen. You can't do nothing but give yourself over to him. You can't do nothing but give your life over to him, amen. Glory be to God. You don't have to worry about, amen, the sickness. You ain't got to worry about not having no friends. You ain't got to worry about not having no mother and no father. He said, for when your mother and father forsake you, he said, then the Lord will take you up. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God loves you. Amen. And the only thing he wants is the best for you. Amen. God, amen. He is the one, amen, that's going to be with you when everybody else is gone. Amen. Hallelujah. God is the one, amen, that worries about the things for you. You don't have to worry. You give it to God because God let you know I'm still in control. I don't care what the devil's doing. I don't care what the devil's saying. God is still in control of everything. Everything is moving by the power of God. Amen. For if it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be? Amen. You think God wasn't on your side? Amen. If God wasn't on your side, you wouldn't have woke up this morning. If God wasn't on your side, you would have your right mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If God wasn't on your side, you wouldn't have a roof over you. Amen. Hallelujah. But God was on your side. Amen. He told death to stand back and behave. That's why, amen, we ought to love God with all our heart, our soul, amen, and our mind, amen. Glory be to God. Because God is love. And he said, amen, that if you don't love, amen, you don't have his spirit, amen. And those that worship must worship him in spirit and in truth. We have a God, he loves you. No matter what people say, no matter what they say you done done, no matter what they say you ain't gonna be, God still loves you, amen. It don't matter what the situation is, he is love. Amen. Glory be to God. And he gave his life, amen, so that you and I could be free. So we wouldn't have to worry about dying no more. We wouldn't have to worry about sickness and pain. He bore, amen, our sins, amen. Hallelujah. He bore all our infirmities and all our weaknesses, amen. And he gives us his strength, amen. Glory be to God. He said, let the weak say that I'm strong. Amen. He said what? He said through weakness. He said my grace is sufficient. God got enough grace to pour on you. It don't matter what you've done. It don't matter what people say you're going to be. God's grace is sufficient. That means it's more than enough. It's more than what you, whatever they say you need. It's more than a doctor, amen, amen, to say that you need a healing. It's more, amen, than a person say they want a husband or a wife. It's more than what people, when they have their children, they say they love their children. God's grace is sufficient, amen. And he's got, amen, enough, amen, to pour on you, amen. Hallelujah. And he can bring you out of anything, amen. He can take your feet out of the mire of clay and set upon a rock, amen. For God, amen, he's the rock of your salvation. Yes, he is. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. He said, all the silver is mine, all the gold is mine. He said, but you know what? If I was hungry, I wouldn't even tell you. Amen. God is own house, but he own land. He got everything in the palm of his hands. Amen. He got the whole world in his hands. Amen. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Somebody, amen, that love you when nobody else love you. They love you when you're down in the gutter, down in the dirt. They love you when people say you ain't going to make it, when people say you ain't nobody. We got a God that loves us. He loves us more than enough, amen. And that love, amen, brought him up out of the grave. That love took him down to hell, amen, to take the keys from Satan, amen, so that we can have eternal life. That love, amen, could not hold, amen, the grave couldn't hold his body down. He said, oh, grave, where is that victory? Oh, death, where is that sting? Amen, glory be to God. He rose, amen, hallelujah. Oh, glory, with all power in his hands. And God, give us that same power, amen. Amen. glory be to God. He said, amen. He ain't going to leave you comfortless. He said, amen. He's going to leave his spirit, amen, that lead you and guide you and tell you and bring all things to your remembrance, what he has said unto you. Amen. See, God loves you, people. I'm telling you, all you got to do, amen, is give your heart to him today. Amen. God is calling you in your heart. Amen. Glory. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. God is talking to you in your heart. Amen. He wants you to bring about a change in your life. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God's going to be right there with you with every step that you make, every step that you take. God is right there. Remember, he said he never leave you nor forsake you. Remember, God is everywhere. And let me tell you something. We think God ain't there. That's when he's there. That's when he's closest to us. Amen. Glory be to God. We feel like he ain't. Amen. All you got to do is open the doors of your heart. Amen. And let God come in. He said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. Amen. God cares for you. Amen. Ain't nobody going to love you like Jesus. Can't nobody love you like God. I don't care how much your husband or your wife love you, but they can't love you like God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. His love is unconditional. Amen. He don't put no conditions on his love. Amen. Glory be to God, because he loves us so much. Amen. And God is extending, amen, his olive branch out to us right now. And he's telling, let me come in at the door of your heart. You must come in at the door. If you come in the other way, you're a thief and you're a robber. Amen. God don't want you to come by singing on the choir to try to get to him. He don't want you to come, amen, just because you're preaching the word to him. He don't want you to come, amen, by being the deacon in the church. But he want to come through the door of your heart. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's knocking on the door, amen, right now. Amen, saying, let me in. And he said, whosoever will, let him come. He said, if you come into me, in no wise will I cast you out. Amen. He said, and if you call on his name, you won't be ashamed either. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, he said, thou shalt be saved. God is calling for people to come to be saved. Amen. Because time is running out. Amen. The time is just a short time right now. Hallelujah. We don't borrow time. Amen. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. For tomorrow is not promised. The Bible says it take care of itself. Amen. You didn't make one hair white and one hair black. He said, I know every hair on your head is numbered. Amen. Glory be to God. And I don't think scientists even know that. Amen. He said, I even knew you was in your mother's womb. Amen. Glory be to God. God knows you before you knew yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is saying, whatever the issue is that you have, he's telling you, just give him a try. Amen. The woman with the issue of blood, she touched the hem of his garment. She had been everywhere, spent all her money. She didn't have nothing there. But then she went to Jesus. She tried Jesus. You done went to different places. Some of you done went to root workers and witch doctors and stuff. You done went to other places you have no business. But let me tell you something. Have you tried Jesus? Amen. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to go to God. Some of y'all done went, amen, to the best doctors that you, amen, could go to. But they still ain't not the best doctors when it comes to Jesus. Jesus is going to be the best thing that ever happened to you. He's the one that's going to heal you. And you ain't got to worry about, amen, that something going wrong. You ain't got to worry about you might not wake up or you might die on the table. Because let me tell you one thing about God. When you in his hands, he's going to take care of you. He take care of his own. Amen. Glory be to God. I thank God, amen, for those listening this morning. Amen. I hope the word of God touched your life. Amen. I hope God blessed you through this word this morning. Amen. Remember, Bible study is Tuesday at 7:15. Sunday morning, Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Worship at 11 a.m. Also, we have other engagements that we'll be getting back to you with a later date. Amen. Glory be to God. We have four Sundays. We have our family and friends day. We ask you to come and fellowship with us. Amen. This week, the fair will be going on out, and a lot of people know it as the Hut. Amen. We ask you to come out. Well, Faith will be out there. Amen. We'll be selling. Amen. So we ask you to come. Amen. And help us be a blessing. Amen. To keep the ministry going. Amen. And we thank God. Amen. For all those that's listening. Amen. And when we have any more upcoming events, any other engagement, we will be getting back to you. Right now, that's all we have. But right now, amen, we're asking you and yours, amen, to keep us in prayer. All correspondence can be sent to P.O. Box 844, East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. And remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.